When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With those holidays, I am just so grateful for Thanksgiving.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry. I have Greg texting me laughing about the state of affairs. But I am so grateful for Christmas. I'm so grateful for James. I'm so grateful for you guys.
What does James want from Santa this year?
Well, Papa got him an Audi, and I was like, no, I'm just kidding. he, honestly, anything music-related. So I got him a earmuffs, James. I got him a musical caterpillar thing, because he's really into the Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar.
Cool.
His favorite book, and it's like plays different. I haven't put it together. He'll probably put it together. But that's under the tree. He's got my Uncle George, who is a brilliant man, double doctorate.
Wow.
UVA, got a law degree from University of Chicago.
All right.
He was on the Obama-appointed Securities and Exchange Commission that called and arrested Madoff.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
He nailed it.
That's what he did. If you keep playing those, Jackson, I don't care if we ever go to Millbury. You'll be in good graces.
I just love when it's the holidays, and mm-hmm. obviously the presents are not what is important, but I love when I have a year where I'm really excited about the gifts I'm giving.
Ooh.
And I nailed it this year. Like, right. I just,
for Santo?
For Santo, my parents.
What about Harry?
My cousin. Harry usually gets a lot of treats bones from Santa, but my parents usually right. spoil Harry.
Well, make sure James gets his list together for Santa.
Right.
Nailed it, yeah. Patriots!
Let's go, Patriots. Yeah. Sorry, James.
I made sure that, sometimes if they're not in the ability to write down what they want, you do the video, and then you obviously text it to Santa, and, hopefully Santa will bring him the gifts that he potentially is
looking
for.
And I heard Talina was a good girl this year, so she better be getting everything she wants from Santa.
Well, every day is Christmas for her, that's the great thing about it. As the kids get older, all you got to really do is give them cash,
mm-hmm.
And then, right. They like a few things here, whether it's a pair of sneakers. But as they get older, it's their list to Santa generally becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So I'm
in the odd stage right now where James has got, he's been throwing up a lot. He's got some flu thing. I don't know what it is, but the strangest thing is, so he gets sick and then he feels so much better and he's like darting everywhere. And you're like, I need to clean this up. What are you doing? And then it's like every 2 hours. So I don't know whether it's like a virus, but if you have any illness remedies for 2-year-olds that are barfing all over the place, let me know.
Oh, yep. God.
But let's, in the Christmas spirit, I'm going to talk to a guy that really gets me in the good mood. That is Steve in Fall River. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm going to bring you back to your happy days. The first thing I want to say is that the Buffalo Bills, remember that organization, the 3-31 that Brady hung on him. And one of the wins was a Drew Bledsoe, Malloy win. So they really only won two games in all those years. So they're going to wipe us out, and they're just going to do it. And they're going to do it at the end of the season, too. As far as that Super Bowl that was very transformative, Wiggy, at that Snow Bowl, I actually brought a kid to the game. It was his first game. We said after the game, "How'd you like the game?" "Oh, it's the first one I ever went to." We said, "Don't go to any more. Do not go to any more. This is the only game you're ever going to need to go to." Boogie had a catch in the Snow Bowl behind his head with one hand, by the way. It was truly amazing. I'm thankful for the kid that Jay, who allowed me not to leave. I was going to leave because it was very snowy and wet snow, and I was woefully underdressed. But at the Super Bowl, when the timeout occurred, there was a long timeout before you guys took the field, Wiggy. I was on the 40-yard line, and I was pacing up and down because I remembered 86. I said, "Oh, my God, we were up 17-3. This is 86. Oh, there's no way this is going to happen." Did not know what the commentator said, John Madden. John Madden was an idiot. That was the worst thing ever. Because everybody and their brother, you people on TV, watched on TV, knew it. The Patriots defense was gassed. One more trip.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I don't know where we're going with that. But, yeah, great night all around. We've been reliving it because Wiggy was how do we even get into it? We were talking about what that game meant, and I was talking about who
comparison
would be a bigger,
about.
So you guys think, so what would be a bigger shock, Patriots winning this Sunday or that game?
I personally think it was that game because, like I said, they had won a Super Bowl a year before. They were the greatest show on turf. They, at that point in time, they had set all types of offensive records. And we were a good football team. I think the disparity of a great football team with Hall of Famers everywhere and the Rams losing to a good football team, even though it was a Super Bowl and we had proven we could beat some teams, I think the disparity between a good Buffalo Bills team now and a bad New England team, we see it all the time, bad teams knock off good teams.
Regular season upsets happen all the time.
Right. Yeah. And listen, Josh Allen is an elite talent, but man, what if he goes out there and throws two interceptions? And so I just think the disparity of the great team versus a good 0-1 Patriots team versus the good 2024 Buffalo Bills to the bad 2024 New England Patriots, I don't think that gap is as wide when it comes to maybe potentially an upset, because I don't think anybody thought that we would upset the Rams. Where I mean, you know, you might have a few people go,
"Who the hell thinks the Patriots are going to win this weekend?"
I don't think there's
Shime.
A
Shime?
Shime said he wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Maybe
be,
that was the start of this illness.
I guess I would say this. Would it shock you?
Yes.
It would shock
If the Patriots won on Sunday, I would be, it would be like Greg Pre-Lindsay showing up with Emily Ratajkowski at a Christmas party.
All right.
So,
see, I wouldn't be shocked because I could see the Bills losing to a bad team because we've seen that all the time. I would have been more shocked. I bet if you more people would have been like shocked that the Patriots were able to beat the greatest show on turf. But that's just me, though.
All right. Well, it's time for a game I've concocted here in honor of Jackson, who's been throwing a perfect game, so let's not ruin it here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I need to have some music here, game show music, 617-779-7937. You're going to take on Jackson without taking him on. I'm going to tell you something about someone, and you need to guess if I'm discussing Jesus Christ or Jackson Burns. They're very similar. Both have traveled a long way to get here. Both are living a dream, doing what they can to help others. And in honor of Christmas, we don't put the X in Christmas here, Courtney. I hope you know that.
Yep.
We are devout Catholics. Christ belongs in Christmas. So if you want to take Jackson on, 617-779-7937. Worst show. I have a question. I was going to do this earlier while we're waiting for callers here. Best and worst thing you watched on TV this year. I'll start. The worst thing I watched was that god-awful Affleck movie about City Hall with, is it Ben Affleck directed it? Matt Damon, Casey Affleck were in it
on Apple TV. That was probably
the
my worst, too.
No.
It was like, it was supposed to be like The Town.
The bank robbing movie? That wasn't it. Why am I thinking The Investigators or something like that? I know that's wrong, though.
Here. It was the Instigators. Good job, Wiggs.
I knew I was close. I couldn't remember what it was.
All right. Well, we're starting off here. Jeez, people love taking on Jackson. My goodness. Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. What are you up to for Christmas? Anything good?
No, nothing.
Oh, good. My kind of guy. All right. You need to tell me if I'm describing Jesus Christ or Jackson Burns.
Yeah.
This person pulled a near stranger out of a years-long depression with one simple conversation.
Jackson.
Yes! Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Absolutely phenomenal. We're one for one. Let's go to Dan in Hartford. Love the Nutmeg State. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm great. You need to tell me if I'm describing Jackson Burns or Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
This person traveled 60 miles to save a bird's life.
I would say Jackson.
Yes!
Wow! Jackson.
Absolutely remarkable.
You saved a bird's life?
Yes. Yeah, it was lying in the middle of the highway, not the highway, but like an off-ramp, and I took it home in a box and then traveled 60 miles to a wildlife facility and had it treated.
All right, here we go. Tyler in Andover, how are you?
Good, you?
Oh, I'm great. How you doing? What are you guys doing for the holiday? Anything good? You traveling, staying local?
Staying local.
Oh, smart move. All right, Tyler. Good. I need you to tell me if this is Jesus Christ or Jackson Burns. You ready?
Yeah.
This person fed thousands of strangers.
Jackson.
It's Jackson and Jesus.
Wow.
Jackson works for Grubhub or DoorDash.
Yeah, I deliver pizza for like 10 years too, yeah.
And Jesus, I mean, famously, mm-hmm. You know.
Turned water into wine.
I mean, where was he about 15 years ago? I would have loved that guy. Let's go to Justin. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I am great. All right. Am I discussing Jesus Christ or Jackson Burns? This person walked on water.
That's got to be just Jesus Christ.
Good job. Can't get anything past you, Justin. Well
I fall done. In rivers. I don't walk on water.
There you go.
All righty. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Not too much. I have a question. Was
okay.
This Jesus Christ or Jackson Burns? This person
All right, go ahead.
Brought a dead animal back to life.
That would have to be Jackson.
Yes!
No!
Nailed it! Jackson, I mean, I'm just taking Jackson's word for these, so wow. Who the hell knows?
Well, when I was a little kid, I had sea monkeys, and I dropped the whole thing, and they all were all over the floor, but if sea monkeys, if they dry quick enough, you can relive, they can come back to life.
Wow!
They can relive. Wow. All right. Wow. Dave, New Hampshire, what's going on?
Hey, good morning.
All right, you need to tell me if this is Jackson Burns or Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This person nearly single-handedly ruined the Mike Milbury interview.
I don't remember this at Sunday school, so I'm going to say Jackson.
Nailed it. Absolutely. All right, last one. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, good. Happy holidays, guys.
You too. This person was able to cure a migraine with a simple phone call.
Oh, my God, that's definitely Jackson.
Nailed it. Jackson Burns, the man, the myth, the legend. Unbelievable. So I need you to hear this. So when did you travel 60 miles to save a bird's life?
That was about 15 years ago. It was in the...
No, I know why. Like, what was the
snap?
What was the impetus behind it?
I didn't want to see the bird get, you know, die. And I felt responsible for it because I picked it up, brought it home, and I was trying to nurse it back to health, but it needed more care than I could offer. And so my buddy and I took a drive to the wildlife place, I think, in Weymouth. And
Oh, so you had a bird and you brought it to there. I thought you traveled to find a bird.
Same.
To save it.
No. I found a bird on the side of the street, and then that's, you know.
And whose funeral did you preside over?
Dogs. My dog, Cliff.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day.
Well, that's Jackson. Our own international man of mystery and Jesus, people that are often forgotten, are often confused for one another. We will wrap up.
I just wanted to ask Jackson, because you talked about the fiance yesterday. I hope that everything's fine at home. Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
I have not finished my Christmas shopping, but I do know what I'm getting her. And things went a little bit haywire this morning again, because apparently I was flatulent and snoring again last night. So,
but what are you eating before bed?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
You should know what you're eating before bed.
I had ziti Alfredo.
Like, what time are you
eating?
Okay,
so don't have ziti Alfredo.
Well, I mean, I had it for dinner.
Are you eating at like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 or 6.
All right, maybe take you some, like, you know, things that can help you with your stomach.
Yeah, I got to
go. 7. What time you go to bed?
Like 10:30-ish.
All right, so that's
10:30.
I mean, last night I did, but I usually go earlier.
Should be enough time to be able to eat, digest, and, you know, deal with the gas problems.
Do people tip more for DoorDash in the holiday season?
I don't know. I haven't really done it much these days. I haven't done it since, like, the fall.
All right. Well, College Tom says yes. All right. We'll wrap this up next right here on the Greg Hill List, Greg Hill Show.